Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence, our connection to the divine, our oneness. This episode is the sound activation for the new lunar cycle we're stepping into. This is the lunar cycle of Libra, of Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, the lunar new year in the Hebrew calendar, and it is the lunar new year as Yeshua and Mary Magdalene would have believed it to be, would have practiced it. They would have spent the month of Elul purifying, clearing the way in order to welcome the spiritual renewal, the emotional renewal, the realignment that comes with this new lunar cycle, this new lunar new year. So for this purpose, we are going to focus on, since I am releasing this on Friday, which is before Rosh Hashanah, and you can tune in to feel the energies of that episode in the companion for this. Since we still have a few days, we're going to focus on cleansing and purifying, and then focus on stepping into our sovereignty, stepping into our power, truly taking the time to renew ourselves, feel ourselves refreshed, feel ourselves activated. I really want us to feel ourselves empowered, feel ourselves ready to rebirth in a new facet of our life, be it relationships, be it our resources, be it our health, our well-being, our connection to the divine, whatever it is that you wish to renew and restore and to realign, this is what this sound activation is for. As you have heard me before, if you have heard me before, you have heard me say that sound activations are energetic healings. These are energetic transmissions. So I strongly encourage you to take this time for yourself. For the next hour and 20 minutes, it's all about you. It's all about your connection to the divine. So honor this time. Light a candle. Burn a little bit of incense. Cleanse yourself. Anoint yourself with oil if you like to do that. And make sure that you will be undisturbed for the next hour-ish, an hour and 20 minutes. And really allow yourself to receive. The key to any sound activation is to allow, any energetic transmission is to allow yourself to receive, to be open. And one more thing, if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. I know it goes without saying, but let's be safe. And then the other thing is, if you are sensitive, and you know, sometimes we like to listen to things in the background, this might not be a good thing to listen to, as even if we are focused and not trying to meditate, if you tend to be sensitive, you can easily just kind of float. So don't listen to this if you are driving or doing something that requires your focus and your attention. If you know that your body tends to just easily go and unite with the ethers. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. This is an energetic transmission. It is an energy healing. We are opening ourselves to receive higher wisdom, higher frequency. We are opening ourselves up to heal and to activate. And we do not need or call in squirrely energy and information that we absolutely do not need. That being said, in order to receive, all we need to do is open, receive, close your eyes, focus on your breath. You can have your right hand on your heart, your left on your womb space, on your hada, or you can have both of your palms at your sides up, however you feel the energy, and just long, deep breathing. Let's start by feeling into our bodies for a bit. It's a long, deep breathing. And whatever we have been holding on to, whatever we have felt that is just slightly off, is bringing unconditional love, acceptance, awareness to these parts of ourselves. So long, deep breathing. Bring the sacred breath to these spaces. As we begin by calling in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhao. I call upon the Ruhao to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, and discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, asking that you guide us into deep alignment with ourselves, with our soul, with the divine, with the sacred breath of Shekhinah that flows through us. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation, creativity, flow. I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call upon you to bless us with deeper alignment with our intuition. Purify our thoughts, our words, our emotions. Purify our hearts and our womb spaces, activating deep intuition, deep awareness. Call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, of transformation, transmutation. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you purify our energy fields of anything and everything that is not in alignment with our highest light. Guide us into truth, illuminate our path forward today and every day. I call on El Shaddai to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with our soul, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding and stability. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength, in your courage. Shield us with your mighty power, allowing the blue flame to alchemize any denseness in our energy field, in our physical body, in our ethereal bodies. Cleanse our spaces, allowing the blue cobalt flame to form a barrier of beautiful protection. I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creations. I call in our spirit guides, the angels, archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing. I call upon Mary Magdalene, Miriam Magdala, Kala Mashiha, and Yeshua Mashiha. Divine couple, holding the template of sacred union and divine union. I call in Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sarat Amar, Christ the Child of their sacred union. I call in the light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call in our star brothers and sisters, the Pleiadians, the Hathors, Sirians and Arcturians, light beings known and unknown, ascended masters who guide us, our ancestors. I call in the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Aloha. And I call upon the Divine Feminine Presence, Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, allowing her golden light to bring us back into wholeness, into oneness, into deep remembrance of our true essence, that we are never separate from the divine. Breathing the golden light into the heter, opening the heter, strengthening our connection to the divine, allowing ourselves to have greater faith and trust in divine presence, in Aloha, Divine Mother, Father. Taking this time as we receive the golden light to surrender all of our worries, all of our cares, trusting. The divine is guiding and protecting us, having faith in the infinite consciousness that swirls and spirals into creation, into every moment of our existence, into the earth, into the cosmos, clearing that connection, that pathway, allowing Shekhinah to pour that golden light, envisioning it like honey, sweetly, gently, streaming into our being. Of your right ear into the Chokhmah, strengthening the wisdom and intuition within us, allowing the golden light to travel to the Sefirot, to the left of the left ear, the Bina. Feeling the golden energy pouring into these spaces, activating the third eye, the intuition, strengthening your knowing, strengthening your connection wisdom that exists within. As we clear away lifetimes of pain, of loss, of disconnection, of confusion, lifetimes where we may not have valued, or maybe we had abused or were abused because of our knowing, surrendering these into the golden energy. Every exhale, surrendering what does not align with this new activated, strengthened part of you, the you that is being birthed during this time, strengthening our connection to our knowing, to our wisdom, to our intuition, allowing us to hear, to see, to perceive, to feel the messages, to trust them. And as we trust them, we take action. Welcoming in loving kindness, and breathing the golden energy to the left of the left shoulder into Gevura. From the Gevura. clear away loss, grief, pain, anywhere that we have not felt accepted, loved, cherished, seen, valued, anywhere we have not allowed ourselves to feel love and to experience the infinite unconditional love of divine Mother, Father. Breathe the golden energy into this space, into all of those spaces within. Nurturing, purifying the heart of any denseness, activating the heart. So we may come into deep remembrance that we are divine love, infinite love. So we may radiate this love through our words, through our actions, through our thoughts. Allow Shekhinah to melt away the walls around the heart. So we may receive pure love. Envision the golden energy flowing to the Sefirot on your right side, into the Netzach, and then on your left, into the Hod, as we activate the solar plexus. Strengthening your connection to the higher I am, to the soul. As we clear away from the solar plexus, golden light of Shekhinah to transform and alchemize those agreements as we call our energy to us, remembering we are whole, we are worthy, we are sovereign. Disconnected from our womb, from our infinite co-creative energy, from our passion, anywhere we have felt shame around this sacred vessel that is the womb, any pain, any loss. Letting go of the fear we have emotions that make us feel less than, that we are not enough, we are not worthy. Any vows of poverty, religious ordinations, tithings, allow the golden light to purify these spaces within us, strengthening our connection to the earth, to our bodies, to our physical incarnation. Strengthening our connection to the earth, to the Gaia, Pachamama. Letting go of fear, knowing we are love. Bringing our awareness back into the sacred waters of the Yesod in the womb space. From these crystalline waters in the Yesod, envisioning an umbilical cord of golden light taking shape, the conduit for Shekhinah, the golden energy, the divine feminine face of God. Golden umbilical cord of light to make its way from the waters of the Yesod down through the Malchut, through your energy and physical bodies, Earth's crust, connecting you to the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia. As we travel through the layers of Earth, through the aquifers, down into the most ancient layers of Earth, to meet with the crystalline womb space of Mother Gaia of Pachamama. Allowing our golden umbilical cord of light to merge with her crystalline womb, and whatever we must let go of and surrender, and we haven't done so already, allow it to travel in to her crystalline womb, to be alchemized into light, to be transformed deepening our connection to Pachamama, to the earth, feeling her abundance, her love, her support. As we allow ourselves to receive a diamond white light, allowing it to merge and dance and intertwine with the golden light within the umbilical cord, rising up through the layers of earth, envisioning the crystalline diamond light and the golden light dancing, merging, intertwining, coming into our energy and physical bodies, activating the sefirot, the malchut, yesod, hod, netzach, tiferet, hesed, gevura, Chokhmah Bina, into the Heter and beyond, feeling ourselves as the sacred bridge between the heavenly, the celestial, the unseen realms, and the physical, the earth. Envisioning these two energies, the crystalline light, the diamond white light of Gaia, and light of Shekhinah, forming a violet flame in the Ajna third eye, a turquoise flame in the heart, and a magenta flame in the Yesod in the womb. Envision yourself within the turquoise flame, and as we merge and integrate, unite with the turquoise flame, we call in all of our spirit guides and the angels and archangels into these infinite space in the heart, allowing ourselves to open, to receive wisdom, strength, healing, courage. Whatever we need in this moment, in order to actualize, embody, and remember our soul's true essence. Efata, Efata, Efata. Thank you. sacrifice flame in your heart, feeling yourself come back into form within the sacred flame.
Take care of your body. This is very, very important.
especially now that we're going into a new cycle, a new lunar year. All of it is very important. Nurturing yourself, taking care of your body, grounding, sleeping well, sun gazing if you can. If you can be out in nature, that is a wonderful way to ground your energy. If you can swim in a body of water, fantastic. Please do so. I wish that I lived closer to a body of water. Not yet, but it's coming. I thank you once again for joining me. If you felt any tingles or any like energy shooting through you, if you yawned, remember all of that is a good thing. We want the body to clear and whatever you need to do. This is why we drink a lot of water. This is because we want to help the body clear whatever needs to be removed. Don't forget to pay attention to your dreams, to journal, and to really take this time. And take the 2 days, I'm going to mark them below, of Rosh Hashanah, of the new lunar cycle, and really take the time to focus on yourself in your highest evolution. So do not entertain low frequencies. Do your best to be very mindful of what you're watching, what you're reading, what you're consuming, whether it is in your body or whether it is some kind of media. Be very mindful because these days are very precious. And of course, take a listen to the energies of this new lunar cycle, this new lunar year. That is also linked below. Have a blessed day of the goddess, a wonderful new lunar cycle, and let's make the most of this time. Ahava, blessings.